Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Masood, your host for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And this is a show for and about visionary women entrepreneurs who are here to speak their true message, shine their light in business, and amplify their income and impact for the benefit of all. So today, I want to welcome our very special guest and leading lady, Keisha Lee NJ. Welcome, Keisha.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Yay, happy Valentine's.
And what a lovely day. Happy Valentine's Day, day of love. Yes.
It is. And it's also Black History Month.
It is Black History Month, yes. Yes.
So that is so cool. So I want to share a little bit about you before we go into our deeper conversation. So Keisha is the creator of the Embody Your Message Mastermind and CEO of Striking Statements. She's a copywriter, a messaging mentor, and a speaker. And her mission is to help brilliant entrepreneurs around the globe level up their messaging to position themselves for greatness. And today, Keisha is going to share with us the three keys to a striking brand message. So welcome, Keisha, and I would love to have you share with our listeners a little bit about your story. Like, how did what led you to do what you do now?
I would say the thing that led me to do what I do now is my desire for self-expression, and from that, my knowing that because I have that desire that others do too. And so truly, you know, even though I started my path in public relations, I always could see that, you know, no matter where you were from, no matter what you did, everyone truly desired to be felt and heard and understood. And so that's pretty much how I got here through different steps. But in my heart of hearts, that's what's led me to do the work that I do today.
Keisha, was there a challenge, a particular challenge that you went through that had you really do some deep digging and have you really go to this place, have this deep mission that I see to really serve entrepreneurs and helping bring out their greatness?
Yeah, you know, was there a pivotal moment? I think in working for other people, I've held different roles, public relations, as I mentioned, also sales, and customer service. I feel like, you know, having a high level of emotional intelligence and being able to truly hear people beyond their words and logic. So I realized that this was a gift that I had to be able to hear what somebody's telling me, but to actually see beyond the words, being able to really feel like I knew somebody and a bit of where they'd been, is where I thought, wow, let me leverage this ability to help people and convey their mission and their message for why they're here on earth to help others. So in terms of a pivotal point, I think it's just the fact that I wanted to do something that was more dynamic and more creative, that was me, but while also helping other people who were in this world, living their purpose, but just can't articulate clearly how they help others.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And I love, I'm hearing a lot of this theme of helping your own desire for self-expression had you want to serve others in this way and help them really be seen and heard and understood in new ways. And you've really brought that to entrepreneurs in you know, throughout the world that you are now working with. So
yes.
That's so beautiful. So you have three keys to a striking brand message, and you know, share with us how would you define what a striking brand message is?
I would say that the first component of a striking brand message is to be able to be genuine. You know, I think authenticity and truth is a big component of making a striking statement. I tell my clients and my students that the only shock factor that you need is the truth. And so that looks like, you know, sharing part of your story, where you've been, your history, what your culture ad is, what parts of you, which means your age, where you grew up, the experiences, what you've learned along the way, what your culture ad is, your background, that makes what you do and how you do it unique. So that's like one really important key of making a striking statement.
Yeah. So can you give us an example? So either from your own life or one of your clients that you've worked with?
Yeah, about incorporating the truth and authenticity. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll use myself. For example, there was a period of time where after I left my position in public relations, I worked for the world's largest credit union for 5 years. There was that desire, even after a year, for me to, that I knew this wasn't my place. I knew it was a good job, but it wasn't the place for me forevermore. And what kinds of things let me know that? Well, it was looking around and seeing that people were living, like going through the motions. You know, because it was a good, stable job, there were many people who were there for a long time, like 25, 30 years. And there's nothing wrong with that, if that is what you want. But what it did was it showed me that that's not who I am. I am somebody who, like, I choose a creative life. And with that, it means that there is some risk. You know, there's me taking action and going for things where there's not a known outcome. You know, so that stability is not there, right? It's like you're taking the risk, but you're taking it because you know there's a bigger purpose. There's a bigger level of impact in a more authentic and true way where I can express myself and serve from a place in my heart where I have to have that flexibility, you know, to be able to do that in my own way. And so my experience in a environment where that flexibility wasn't conducive to who I was, you know, me being this creative being, knowing I want to help people, knowing I like to do things my own way, and also knowing that in many rooms that I was in as a public relations manager, at this time I was in my mid to late 20s. I did everything from work side by side with the CEO of the company during his interviews and writing his messages and sharing that on the website, to helping customer service reps, those who were in the front-facing positions, and then branch managers at their individual branch offices. So at a younger, you know, being a young female, black female, I was often the only person that looked like me in that position at the time. So that was my cultural ad as well, my desires, my creativity, me knowing, although I didn't know at what point I would be leaving, but knew that that was not my forevermore. And striking statements, what I do now, allows me to do all of those things, to continue to work with a diverse group of people from different places, different stages, different geographic locations. By being me, I allow them to be who they are.
Well, yeah. So you are you're like the leader for your tribe. I mean, they look to you and they follow. They see you being vulnerable, for sharing your truth. I mean, I see it as you put your post on Facebook and Instagram. There's just this deep level of truth that you do stand in, and that you really lead by example is what I see. So that is beautiful, and I so hear you. I was, you know, in the corporate world for many, many years, and I made my leap 8 years ago. So I get it. It wasn't true for me to stay in a corporate world, in a corporate environment. Mm-hmm. So yeah. for some people it is. It's their place.
Yes.
And yeah. So yeah. So key number one for a striking brand message is stay in truth. Live your truth. Be genuine and authentic in what you convey. So that's beautiful.
And just one more thing to add to that is, while you're living and being, embodying your truth, I call it embodiment. That's why I have the Embody Your Message Mastermind. It starts at what you stand for. That thought, belief, your values really lend themselves to the verbiage and the language and your message. And then circling back, like truly continuing to stand in that, and to it reinforces it, how you live your life, how you show up, and the language, all of those components work together. So I just felt compelled to add that, because, you know, being a copywriter, many people, I mean, I write copy, right? I write words that motivate, inspire, and persuade. And it could be for a sales page, it could be for a piece of email marketing or the website. But that will only take you so far, the words, you know, that connection. You have to show up at some point, and that those words and the energy that they bring must match the energy that you bring.
Yes, I love it. Congruency. It's got to all line up and be congruent.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. Let's go to key number two.
Okay.
Clarity.
So, clarity, yes. Clarity. So along with so you know who you are, right? That's the first step. And you choose to show up and your authenticity, your authentic self. But then many people may get tripped up on, how do I show up in a clear way? It's that clarity piece where it might be easier to talk about things verbally versus writing it. You know, sometimes it's some things you may be able to write a bit about, and then to show up and to say, perhaps, you know, to come to a situation as this, an opportunity to be on the radio or podcast or even on stage or the 30-second pitch. You know, people get tripped up so much about, oh, gosh, what do I leave out? What do I keep in? You know, how do I show up with succinctness and clarity so that people get it initially, like right away? And so that's an art. That's an art to be able to do that. But that's the second component of a striking statement, brand messaging. Yeah.
And that's what I know you really help people with, that, really create that compelling what do you do statement, that 30-second introduction, and beyond that too. I know you've helped me with my copy in the last few years, and helped me bring out some of the stories, those genuine true stories that are there. So yes, clarity, and putting that, because I've seen so many people, as you probably have, we go to networking meetings and different events, and people are rambling. They're not really saying, and there's nothing we can really attach to, or we're not getting, like, we just heard this person speak, but we still don't really know what they do. So, and then we see people's copy, their websites and their sales pages and emails, and they're still not really saying much.
Yeah.
So maybe share a little more about how you help, or if you have an example of a client that you've helped really get that clarity and convey that message with succinctness in a way that their ideal clients get.
Yes, I had a more recent client who owns a spa that offers a couple of therapy modalities, infrared and chromotherapy, which is color therapy. And she said to me, you know, I'm kind of new to this market. You know, the business has been open for about a year. I don't know what to focus on. There's so many health benefits of both. There's the component of what makes the infrared sauna different from a traditional sauna. And she's like, I feel like I'm all over the place and people don't really get it. They get the sauna component, but they don't get the difference, the true difference between like what makes her, what she's offering, special. And so I took a look, we worked together, and I took a look at her website, her social media. I had a conversation and had her, okay, pretend we just met, and you tell me, give me the spiel, what you say when you meet people. And she rambled. She was a rambler because she didn't want to leave out anything, and she wasn't clear on what would be what I call sticky. What sticky is, and this is what I advise her, and this is what I advise to everyone listening, stick to three main points, three ways that benefit of your service or your product. You know, three things that you help people with, your solution. And so
because
we know
how much we can retain is about three main points.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, the goal of getting a succinct message out is not to like give everything because it's not possible, especially when you're just meeting somebody. It's about giving them enough that they say, ooh, tell me more. You don't want them to say, huh? What is it that you do again? You want the ooh, tell me more. So I noticed that, you know, what she had been doing is just bombarding people and losing their interest really fast.
It's kind of like going on a first date where you don't want to just spill your guts and tell everything to the other person that you're meeting with for the first time. It's like, you
absolutely
give a little bit. You share a little. You know, you're open, you're warm, inviting, but you're not telling them your whole life story.
Exactly. Yes. So we worked to narrow it down to three key components, three benefits, which was detoxification on a cellular level, alleviation of chronic pain, and privacy, because she provides her solution in a spa-like setting. So you get your own private cabin versus a communal type of space, right? So how would you feel if somebody, you know, told you those three benefits? I feel like each of us could fall into one of those categories, whether it's the detoxification or the chronic pain alleviation or just that spa setting. I mean, you hit on it, right? And that brought her so much clarity. She's like, you're right. That's all I need as an intro. And of course, we talked about the additional points still being more defined and more distinct, but that's the initial thing. And that worked out. It worked out. So she's utilizing that. She's even changed her social media profiles to reflect, boom, boom, boom. And I have sent her on her way. We're still going to be touching base, but that's the foundation of clarity.
Beautiful. So clarity leads to stickiness. People remembering you.
Yes.
Getting those three essential keys or points or benefits down that people go, ah, and they can see themselves in one or maybe a couple of those.
Right.
So
right.
That is awesome. Beautiful. So let's go to key number three.
Yes. Key number three is inclusion. Inclusion. And so what does that mean? Inclusion means being able to identify that who your people are, right? That's one. But identifying the whole of who your people are, and not being exclusive to one segment, you know, maybe one ethnic group or, you know, one, depending on your service, it could definitely be defined to a certain age group, right? We understand that. But within that age group, you know, being open and articulating that, not necessarily verbally, but visually, you know, who you are here to help. I feel like inclusion is so important, especially in this information age where information is passed so quickly. We can size somebody up very quickly online. But this is where I kind of expand more into what you stand for. Yes, it comes back to that, but also the visuals that you utilize to let people know that it's just not one group of people that you help or that you want to be part of your community. It's diverse. The key word is diversity in your marketing.
I just so love this, Keisha. I think this is often overlooked in the coaching industry in particular. There tends to be, and you've definitely shared about this, and we've had other conversations about this. So there tends to be this one way, or particularly I see it a lot on Instagram, this one look and feel that is pretty dominant in how a brand is portrayed. And it's pretty narrow is what I've noticed. And, you know, that was one of the reasons, you know, you had a post on Facebook and that really sparked a beautiful and important conversation about inclusion in marketing. And I think that is, you know, so I would love, you know, any more thoughts? I know you shared with me, and I went and watched Joaquin Phoenix's speech. So here is a white man who is representing the establishment. You know, he's won all these awards. He's been in the movie industry for many, many years, and he's using these platforms to basically say, I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
And that we have an obligation, being that I'm part of the problem, we have an obligation to help dismantle the system. And so I just would love, you know, any further thoughts on that?
Yeah, so let's talk about the coaching industry and representation of various backgrounds and ethnicities. I think the people who are biggest in this space are do portray a very one-sided visual. And the reason why I did share my post on Facebook, which you read and which really prompted something in you, you know, on a deeper level, is that I felt like, why am I spending my energy and time listening to these people, paying for programs where I don't see anybody that looks like me or not enough? If I have to think about, like, have I seen somebody, then that means there's not enough, okay? Where I haven't seen anybody that looks like me on their podcast or on their speaker panel or within the marketing visuals or even as a testimony, you know, like showing, like, who can I see some more in terms of who you've worked with that may look like me? And I feel like, you know, me being a black woman, and then there's other people of color who do agree that is a space where there's so much more that can be done, because guess what? We have a unique perspective and worldview. We have gone through experiences and have overcome a lot and are doing work in the world to heal and to enrich people's lives. And there are, you know, by omitting these opportunities and these stories from people, these voices, these faces, it's really doing a disservice, because if you're in the coaching industry, I would think
in any service-based community or modality or, you know, choice of work, you're here to enrich people's lives. And, you know, at this time in the world, it's really your responsibility to touch as many people from different backgrounds as you can. Now, there's also, I do want to touch on the fact that not everybody does have the same opportunity, right? Not everyone grows up in a home or has peers at certain periods of time where they can see something modeled that's bigger and better from their current situation. Social media may be able to do that, you know, now with accessibility, but I guess my point is that we must also be sensitive to and have an awareness of the opportunities that not everybody has to. So, like, even in the verbiage that you might say, just do this, it could be, it may diminish somebody else's experience and their opportunities to the things that you as somebody in privilege has taken for granted. Does that make sense?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. It's, you're speaking, this is such a rich conversation. I wish I could, you know, we could talk a whole hour on this at least. We'll have to have you back on the show another time. But it's you said it's a responsibility. It's an obligation for people in places of privilege to, well, Joaquin Phoenix said this, and I'm going to just quote his quote, be a voice for the voiceless. And I love that you are using your voice. You are on fire with your voice. And really, you know, taking a stand had me go, oh, like your post got my attention and had me go, whoa, I'm not doing enough in this.
Yeah.
And that sparked leading you to, you know, inviting you to come on this show and have this conversation. And I believe it is like you're making the point that this is an important part of marketing and creating that striking brand message that is so important for all of us in this
right.
time that we're in.
And I also want to say, Rebecca, I know there's people that this message, they will hear it and not care because it doesn't matter to them. And I want to make that distinction as well. There will be people who it doesn't matter to. See, having diversity, having inclusion. And that's where the line is. And part of my post was, I'm sick of giving attention and energy to the people where it's not. However, I can play in my lane by creating my spaces and collaborating with people who are more, as they say, woke or are on that path of more awakenedness. Like
I like that. Who are on the path of who are woke. I love that.
Because you can understand, you have that appreciation and the level of awareness that you don't know what you don't know, but it doesn't excuse, it's not an excuse to continue to walk blindly down the path that you have. Like Joaquin said, he's guilty too, but it's not up to those who are oppressed. It's not up to asking the black people to say or the Asian people or, you know, to say, hey, what should we do now? It's like, it's not our job to tell you what you should do. But we're here if you want to include us, to support us, perhaps through learning and taking the steps on your own to get to understand us in our journey and our perspectives and our histories. That's how we can move forward with a more broadened sense of our place together in this world as a collective human race.
Beautiful. So stay in conversation. And woke people, hey, it's not too late to jump in, engage, join the conversation, take a look, do your deep digging. take a look within and ask, what can I do? And be part of the solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, hey, so tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, because we got to wrap up the show.
Okay.
So much more we can talk about. But here we go. Let's tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
I think the two places online that you can find Keisha in action is Facebook. One, and you can find me at Striking Statement on Facebook or my first name. And then Instagram at Striking Statement. There you can also opt in to my email list and just get some nuggets on me, you know, weekly, pretty much daily. I'm on there sharing knowledge, sharing tools, and my story. So those are the places people can connect with me. So come.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. So at Striking Statements on Instagram. And we'll put all of the details in the show notes so people can connect with you there. And so one last question before we sign off for today. So tell me, what is your word for the year? And tell me about that and what that means to you.
My word is activator. And it means that I am a change maker. I am somebody who motivates, somebody who brings people to more awareness, hence activation. And I chose that word because I felt that the time for me is now to be more of the woman that I know I'm meant to be. And by walking my talk. So while I'm doing, the only way that I'm able to do the things I said as an activator is to actually move forth in my life, to stretch, to do bigger things, to be a bigger force in the world as an activator.
Beautiful. Well, that, just so touched by what you shared. And I feel like this call has been an activator call.
Yes. I hope so.
Clarion call. Mm. Yeah, that's so thank you for being such an inspiration, for giving such incredible wisdom, very practical tips that we can take on creating that striking brand message. And the tips again are, number one, truth, clarity, and inclusion. For creating that striking brand message. So that is our show for today, Keisha. I just want to say a special thank you again to Keisha Lee NJ for being our fabulous leading lady guest today.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. I had a great time, Rebecca.
And I just want to say a special thanks to all of you listeners, both here in the U.S. and all around the world. We will be back again for another Women Lead radio show, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 Pacific. And it's been my total joy to be your host today. Thank you for listening to Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And I'll close with these parting words from the late great poet Mary Oliver. You too have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. I'm Rebecca Masood. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.